So, Terry, you wrote in your most recent column, or one of your most recent columns, about the mysterious Indians minority investor, John Sherman. So for people who don't know who John Sherman is, who is he?
Well, the interesting thing is for 18 years, the Indians were owned by the Dolan family of Cleveland, which is Father Larry Dolan and then basically handing it off to his son, Paul Dolan. And they were a family-owned team. What does that mean? All right, like, for example, the Cavaliers are owned by Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert owns Quicken Loans. Dan Gilbert, Gilbert owns all kinds of real estate, everything else. Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam family, which also owns Pilot Flying J. The Dolans did not have some super business behind them. So for a number of years, I would talk to Paul Dolan in spring training and tell me, you know, I need to bring in a minority investor. In fact, it almost got to be a joke between us. Did you find this guy yet? No, it's, you know, kind of baseball's version of waiting for Godot. And frankly, I never thought they were going to get a guy because I think they were being very particular. The Dolans did not want to bring in an investor. Think about this, Mark. Who would do what?
Who would try to change the dynamic necessarily? Mm-hmm. Who would just like infuse his or her money and wield that power?
Yeah, and then say, okay, I'm putting in some cash. And guess what? You know, my nephew's in a fantasy league, and he really thinks you should get this third baseman. By the way, that is an exact story I heard from a general manager of another team.
Wow.
And he says, you bring in some of these owners, you don't know who they are, and you're sitting there going, how do I answer that idea? And you're going, oh, my goodness, I got a fantasy league nephew wanting to and his uncle or whatever wanting to run the team. And so I'm sure the Indians have heard these same stories. So they were being very careful.
Like dating, like you compared it to you know, first, second, third dates.
And on top of that, Sipa, what did they do?
You got to vet them.
Right, and they hired a company people don't know a lot about. It's called Allen & Company. And what they do is they kind of put, frankly, rich people together.
So it's a headhunting service, really.
Exactly. But for investors in big companies. And they even do some for sports. And so they have a guy named Steve Greenberg who does their sports. The Indians hired him, the Dolan family, back around early in 2015 to find somebody. So he went looking. And he found this guy in Kansas City named John Sherman.
Well, you said he started a couple startups and then he was in oil and gas, right?
Oil and gas, yeah. Especially pipelines.
And there's a lot of inherent risk when you're investing in oil and gas.
You better believe it. Sometimes you get a guy like that, and he thinks, shoot, I could do oil, I could do gas, I could do baseball.
Sure.
Well, they didn't want that guy.
They wanted somebody who wasn't averse to risk, but was also sensible, right? That didn't think that they could just come in and you know, call a bunch of shots.
And so for over a year, Paul Dolan and John Sherman, they met. They sent emails. Frankly, they've studied each other. He's a guy from Kansas City, Midwest, just like the Dolan family. So he's in his early 60s, kind of like looking for something else. As he told me, he doesn't need to like go through the whole agony of another startup. So he was kind of looking for something different. He was a season ticket holder for the Kansas City Royals for many years, loved baseball. And what they, as they got together and talked, I think what Paul Dolan wanted, you know, yeah, this money would be nice, but secondly, can he fit into what they call their dynamic or their culture? And finally, they figured out that he would, because as Dolan told me, he wasn't going to just be an investor. This guy's going to be a partner, and it's only the two of them right now, and they're not open to any other investors at the moment. So John Sherman told me, he says, I'm not saying that this guy could play or that guy can't play, but Paul and I will talk about, all right, the front office is an idea to trade for Andrew Miller. That was the first big decision he was in on. Andrew Miller was a star with the Yankees. This is the middle of the 2016 season. The Indians decided they're going to really go for it, but this was going to add like $6, $7 million to the payroll in the middle of the season. Nobody told me this directly, but the fact that John Sherman has been in a business where you take a little more risk is probably something that maybe influenced the Dolans to, to take a little more risk. And of course, that trade is what vaulted them to the World Series in 2016. Because in the playoffs, Andrew Miller was pitching like every other day. It was even the MVP of the American Championship Series when they beat Toronto to go to the World Series. So it paid off.
So wrapping it up, what's your feel for how he's going to fit in the Indians organization going forward, the next 2 to 5 years?
I think it's, you know, he's a guy that will want to keep this good competitive run going as long as they can. And he will be a guy that, say, at midseason, that they need to make another Andrew Miller trade, or even like last summer, they added Jay Bruce and Joe Smith. They added about $5 million to the payroll in the middle of the season. If Chris Antonetti, the president, comes, says, I got an idea to bring in a couple of these veterans, it's only going to be a one-year thing, but it's going to cost this. I think Sherman's more likely to push Dolan to do it. And frankly, Dolan's now more willing to do it because they've had some success with it. And sometimes, though, when you're a good team, sometimes those trades in the middle of the season could kind of push you over the top. I mean, last summer, the Astros made a huge acquisition from Detroit where they brought in Justin Verlander. They don't win the World Series without Justin Verlander.
So what's your prediction for the Indians this year? We're moving closer and closer to opening day.
I got them, like, with 94 wins. They win the Central Division. I'm trying to talk myself into them going to the World Series. I'm not quite there yet. But I watched them for a week in Goodyear. They look very good because this is a team that relies on its starting pitching and has other things, but that's the real strength. And the starters that matter were really throwing well and they were healthy. And that is the big concern. You could fill in some with bats and that stuff, but, you know, if Corey Kluber's back was still bothering him or Trevor Bauer suddenly had an elbow problem, then you're worried. But I saw those guys throw and they look good.
So they're healthy, and as of right now, they look like they could make another postseason run?
Yeah, they'll get in the postseason. They'll be the most dominant team in their division, a Central Division. But then you're going to run into the Astros, you're going to run into the Yankees. So that'll be, kind of the superpowers collide. But as somebody who grew up in Cleveland and watched the Indians for years and years, with the exceptions of little pockets maybe in the late 90s, you know, where the team was good, or I guess you could go back to before I was born in the 1950s, we have not had a run of really good baseball like this ever. And you could say, gee, I know the team's going to make the playoffs. I just don't know how far it'll go. You know, that's a pretty good place to be.
I agree. Well, thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Mark.